2. What still matters. Before we explore which platforms you should select to support your pillar of content, I want to remind you that even a well-designed pillar will fall if it isn't set in a solid base. What usually hamstrings entrepreneurs isn't merely the mistakes they make when executing their vision, but the mistakes they make before they even get started. While it can be hard to pinpoint why some influencers build attractive, lucrative personal brands that succeed beyond their wildest expectations, it's not hard to figure out why so many who attempt to do it fail. In general, it's because they're putting their energies into the wrong things. They care, but not enough about what really matters. And what really matters is a pretty short list. Intent, authenticity, passion, patience, speed, work, and attention. Intent. In business, the how matters, of course, but the why matters just as much, maybe more. Why do you want to be an entrepreneur? To share your knowledge? To help people? To build something that leaves a legacy? To make a good income? To give yourself and your family financial security and breathing room? To have fun with a creative outlet? To create a community? All of these are great reasons for building a business and becoming an influencer. Notice what isn't on the list. With entrepreneurship becoming so trendy, a lot of people are calling themselves entrepreneurs who really aren't. They should call themselves wantrepreneurs instead. And I wish they'd do this before they ruin the reputation of real entrepreneurs the same way that unscrupulous brokers ruined how we feel about real estate agents, or the way ambulance chasers and media hounds tarnished our opinion of lawyers. And I wish they would rename themselves before they waste a lot of time and potentially money. I promise you that getting into this game for the gold is the quickest path to long-term failure. When your intent is coming from the wrong place, customers may still do business with you if they have no other option. An increasingly rare situation, by the way. But they won't tell others to. By definition, an influencer engenders positive word of mouth. If you don't care enough to induce others to rave about you, all you're doing is holding a spot for someone who really does care. The one who will waltz in and displace you. This book features entrepreneurs at all levels of financial success and all stages of influence. But those currently at the pinnacle of both share 3 characteristics. A commitment to service, a desire to provide value, a love of teaching. A number were inspired to create their products after unsuccessfully searching for those products themselves. Sure that if they needed them, others did too. They started teaching when all they found when looking for mentorship or inspiration were overpriced online courses that took up their time but didn't offer anything truly useful. When creating their content, they vowed to take the completely opposite approach by offering solid content and real value. By their own admission, most didn't start out as the most knowledgeable in their fields, and they certainly weren't the most polished. But what they lacked in experience, they made up for in earnestness, honesty, and humor. Every day, their podcasts, photos, videos, and blog posts improved, drawing their audiences back again and again. They gave, and gave some more, often for free, and customers came back again and again. Was it because they liked getting stuff for free? Sure, everyone does. But if a product stinks, even free won't make up for your customer's disappointment. In addition, a stinky product blows away a chance you might have to earning a customer's trust and loyalty. No one comes back for products and advice that doesn't work. Now, I'm the least naive person you've ever met. Some hate me for saying this, but I don't believe that most people give so much away because they're so goddamn selfless. They're human, which means that, like everyone else, they have their own selfish wants and needs. But I also believe that there are humans who fall into the 51%. That is, if your nature is at least 51% altruistic and only 49% selfish, you have a real shot of breaking out. Because the vast majority of people are 70 to 99% selfish. Could you use altruism as a tactic? Sure, but altruism is not the kind of thing that you can fake for a very long time. All the people I've known who've tried have been able to grow only so big before they financially and emotionally broke. I'll bet some of the people mentioned in this book started out using altruism as a tactic, and they were good at it because it came naturally. Then they noticed that consumers react pretty strongly when they feel that you give a shit about them, which gave them the incentive to play up that side of themselves rather than fight it, which is what most of us rocked in the cradle of capitalism have always been taught to do. Breaking the money-first rule is also how I got to where I am today. I have never cared about the money. I do, however, care deeply, obsessively about my legacy. I want the world to mourn when I die. By the way, going off script, I've literally started weirdly making the craziest of ambitions to have my birthday be a national holiday. So I'm on some crazy off-the-rocker shit on this, but it's my truth. It has been the foundation. It is, let me help you, the reason why you're listening to this book. I want the world to mourn me when I die, not just for being a decent human being, but for building something tremendous and predicting where the future of business lay. And then I want to fucking own the afterlife. It makes me even laugh. Being good and generous and giving a crap is the only thing that will get me either of these goals. 3 out of 10 people don't like me when they first catch me online or hear me talk because they think I'm full of shit. By the way, I probably lost 3 of you while you just heard that last part. And they feel that my habit for giving so much away for free, whether it's time, advice, or mentorship, is just a gateway to making money. They don't believe anyone really cares that much. I do, though, which is why the majority of my haters eventually change their minds if I'm given a fair shot. There are a scary number of people who say they're starting their business because they want to make the world a better place, yet reveal themselves as frauds and hypocrites in answering one of 2 direct questions about their model. There are also a scary number of people who are so cynical that they can't believe anyone does anything without expecting something in return. I acknowledge duality of human nature, including my own. I want to buy the New York Jets. But let's be honest, I'm addicted to the process of trying to buy the New York Jets, which means I do what I do so I can make a lot of money. At the same time, I love how it feels to make a positive impact on people's lives, which means I do what I do so I can help other entrepreneurs be successful. Embracing these 2 truths and combining them into my daily actions is why I win. It's also why I leave an ungodly amount of money on the table each year. For example, many influencers, including some you'll meet here in this book, sell online courses. Courses can provide a hefty revenue stream, and done right, they can be incredible resources. I choose not to because I'm concerned that once I put monetary value on what I know, I'll feel obligated to reserve my best stuff for the people willing to pay. I would create a conflict of interest that would go against everything I want my brand to be about. I do publish books, but other than the occasional personal anecdote, there's no information in them that I have not discussed in a public free forum somewhere else. For anyone with time and an inclination to do the online digging, the information is there for the taking, albeit sometimes in a less expansive, less detailed format. These books exist to save people time and to provide a portable resource people can easily refer to. In every decision I make, I consider the balance I'm willing to strike between selfishness and selflessness, with my selfish side often getting the short shrift in the short term. I'm fine with waiting a few more years than I might otherwise have to buy the Jets, if it means I get to live with a clear conscience and the knowledge that I haven't sacrificed my legacy. You may make a different decision. The truth is, you don't have to be as altruistic as I am to win big, in a world where the standard is pretty much nothing. You have to just be altruistic enough. But believe me, if your every interaction and transaction is predicated on what you think you're gonna get out of it, nothing in this book will work for you. Consider yourself warned. At the other end of the spectrum, it's interesting how often the product actually seems besides the point to many successful entrepreneurs interviewed for this book. Their passion isn't entirely tied up into the protein powder, the training technique, or the beauty products. For them, to borrow the words of graphic designer and branding instructor Jenna Sword, Instagram handle You Can Brand, founder of You Can Brand, their truest love is watching the ahas go off in people's minds. It's in seeing how their product and service makes others feel, in helping customers solve problems, achieve more, or feel better about themselves. In short, the source of their success lies in how much they care. Still, the best marketing strategy ever.